From Tibbetts on November 26, 2012, this is Snaps Pro 10 2.5 Finally Makes Nice with Mountain Lion, written by Adam C. Angst. Months after OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion shipped, Ambrosia Software has finally updated the popular Snaps Pro 10 screen capture utility to be compatible with Apple's current operating systems. Snaps Pro 10 2.5 has been rebuilt from scratch and is compatible with only 10.8 Mountain Lion and 10.7 Lion. It also gains support for MacBooks with Retina displays. There aren't many improvements to Snaps Pro 10's still image capture support. Most notably, screenshots can include full alpha masks, that's transparency, and optional shadows when windows are captured using the Object tool, and that tool can also capture windows that are partially obscured by other windows. On the downside, the Object tool can no longer capture menus as it could in the previous version, nor can it capture individual icons on the dock or the desktop, since macOS 10 no longer treats those icons as individual windows. In both cases, the workaround is to use the Selection tool, which requires manually dragging out a rectangle and getting it positioned exactly right. Selection tool does offer better feedback for height and width numbers and an improved magnifying glass that even shows the hex value of the pixel in the middle. Unfortunately, the Selection tool no longer remembers positions on secondary monitors, and window borders can no longer be added automatically. Snaps Pro 10 2.5 also features a rewritten video capture engine that promises additional features and performance. Notably, Ambrosia said that recorded movies are now compatible with video applications like Final Cut Pro, and movies with both microphone and Mac audio tracks can be saved such that the two audio tracks are either mixed together or kept separate. Finally, a new preference lets you select a scratch folder to be used when recording movies. Other changes include a preference for setting the volume of Snaps Pro 10's interface sounds, a new Save As option in the Send To menu that prompts the user with a save dialog for each capture, and a new Help tab. Snaps Pro 10 requires macOS 10 10.7.4 or later and costs $69 with movie capture capabilities. Snaps Pro 10 was previously available for only $29 if you didn't want the movie capture capabilities. That option seems to have disappeared from Ambrosia's website. It's a free update for users of Snaps Pro 10 2.x. Frankly, this update is a bit disappointing for those of us who have long relied on Snaps Pro 10 for screenshots. The previous version crashed when using the Object tool in Mountain Lion, rendering it significantly less useful for professional authors working in Mountain Lion. Many fell back on macOS 10's internal Command Shift 4 screenshot capabilities, which can capture menus and windows as objects, and macOS 10's included Grab utility, which can do timed captures, different cursors, and captures of sheet-based dialogues. Others started looking into alternative utilities, such as Global Delights of Voila, which offers image management editing capabilities, and Layers from Wunam, which captures everything on screen as a layered Photoshop document. Snaps Pro 10's newfound Mountain Lion compatibility may reduce the need for an alternative for many people, but if you've found another screen capture utility effective for your needs, let us know about it in the comments. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I'm a little sad, actually. I used to really like Snaps Pro, and I worry that I'm going to be using multiple utilities to get the same set of capabilities that I used to before.